The Chris Moyle Show. It is 12 minutes past 8. International Radio. It's time to bring in the nicest man in the world, Mr. Gary Barlow.
Yes.
Oh, look at him. Look at that.
Hiya, Gary.
He's so handsome.
Christopher Moyles, rugged. You are half the man I remember.
Hey, stop it, you.
Hey, you are looking.
I was excited that night.
Isn't he?
He's shifted it, hasn't
great.
He?
Chris, I'm serious, mate. You need to listen to this when you're being told it.
Sorry.
You look great, mate.
Thank you very
really
much.
Do. Stay at it.
Well, thank you. And you know what? It's partly your fault.
You do. You look great. You should really... Well, I know you run a lot and you're on your running machine. It's paying off. Every bit you're doing is paying off.
Well, thank you. But it is. It's partly your fault.
It's a lot his fault.
You know, I trained for that. I lost a bit of weight while I was up there, and I thought, do you know what? I'll keep going. So here I am.
Not still going on about that mountain, are you?
No, I'm not. But as if... I can tell you what, Gary was on so many painkillers. He didn't know he did it until
did
about a week ago.
We didn't ever do it, did we? We
what
only talked
we
about it.
What did we do, Snowden? No.
Do you want to hear him? It's all Killy this and Manjaro that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, how are you?
I'm
been
very well.
A couple of weeks for you. I'm sorry about
your not been very nice.
And we send you all our love and best wishes. And we hope your
thank
family's
you,
all right.
It's lovely to see you.
Yeah, and nice, to see you all. Yeah.
Really nice to see you. You've got a little beard going on. It's
little
nice.
Beard.
I like that.
Little beard.
You know, it's nice. Normally you're a clean-shaven boy.
Not very often these days, if I'm honest.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I like the shadow now.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
the trouble
one?
Is this
Hank
is about
Marvin.
4 month growth, this is. Doesn't grow very far, but yeah, yeah.
I see it now, weirdly, I'm going the other way. I've been clean shaving a lot recently.
Really?
Which
really?
I haven't really been clean shaving for years.
Right.
But I started to do it now.
Okay. It's gone downhill, this breakfast show.
What do you mean?
Talking about shaving.
Hey, that's great.
Yesterday, we were talking about bin collection.
Anyway, so listen. This concert
yes.
you've organised.
Yes, host.
Yes, I'm hosting. Hello.
You're looking like a host now.
Well,
great.
I won't be dressed like this. I'll put a suit on. I'll dress up a little bit.
It's going to be a posh one, isn't it, this?
The Albert Hall. This is all Gary's work. He gets bored. I think you get bored. I think you sit at home and you go... Bored. I know. I'll organise a massive, massive concert.
No, you know what? I love when people get together and do something. You know, a big community of people.
Right.
And this is Children in Need's 30th anniversary this year, and they've never had a music concert, which I just think, you know, music's always a great way of telling people about something.
Whoa, hold your horses there. I hosted a concert, well, a musical event for Children in Need a few years ago. In the rain, in the car park, outside Television Centre.
Well, this is indoors, which makes it very different.
It's the first indoor concert ever for Children in Need.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. Stick with me today, will
I'm
you?
With you. I'm with you.
And this is all your work. You had to pick the phone up and go, hiya, Gary here. Would you like to come and sing? No, there's no money in it. Just turn up.
I love that bit, though. I love getting involved with the artists and find out what they want to do. And the funny thing is, I wrote a list and I sat there and thinking, right, if we can get half of this, we'll be lucky. And every single person has agreed to do it.
That's nice.
It is. It's great. And that's testament to the charity itself. People do love Children in Need. But it is going to be a brilliant night and a bit of a one-off, I think.
I don't think so
many big stars have been on one stage. I think we've got 4 stadium acts on that show.
It's an amazing lineup.
And there's more to be added.
So if you got the list then, can you remember who's been announced and who hasn't?
No.
Right. Do you want me to do it?
Well, you say who you think and we'll say whether you're right.
Rolling
or not.
Stones.
Not on our list.
Announced. Okay, do you got the list down?
I've got the list here.
Okay, and I've got the buttons.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to have a go?
What, me?
Yeah.
I've heard this. You do? Oh, I like this.
And you can say whatever order you want and I'll press the button.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Snow Patrol.
If I lay here.
Brilliant.
You like that?
Leona Lewis. You cut me open and I keep it. Paolo Nutini. Wrap my
last request and just let quality.
Adio, Gary Bowles. I'm a big fan of you!
Dizzy Rascal. Some people
think I'm bonkers. But I just think I'm free. Can I just say, by the way, it's a stroke of genius putting Dizzy Rascal on at the Royal Albert Hall.
Brilliant.
I love that. Bonkers,
Lily Allen.
Gerald Cole. Dame Shirley Bassey. Diamonds are forever. Muse.
Oh, hang on. And Muse, by the way, are doing a gig at the O2 that night.
Amazing that they've... that's right, they're literally going to get on a boat straight from the show and zoom down to the O2.
Zoom down the Thames. So that's really good of them. Because a few people said, I got tickets to see Muse. Well, what do you mean? No, they're doing both, so you're all right.
Mika.
I hope you don't do this one. I don't like this one. Hey, have a word. Don't let him do this one. Do you get a say in it?
No.
Oh, just tell him and do the hits. This was a week, this one.
Somebody called Sir Paul McCartney.
The choice of songs you could have played.
This is a great song.
And last but not least, Take That.
Who?
Take That.
Oh, see.
Don't do this one.
Look at that.
How many songs did you Take That doing?
On the night?
Yeah.
Everyone's doing two.
Oh, okay.
And are you still reading your list?
No, I'm done now.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just checking I've done them all. Yeah.
And there's three or four one-off duets as well, which have never been seen
before.
That's
right, me and Peter Kay.
Do you know what I'd like to see?
We're doing this raining men.
I'd like to see Dame Shirley Bassey and Dizzy Rascal.
Diamonds are forever. Some people think I'm bunker. I'm saying nothing, but make sure you're there.
Have you just stumbled on something?
I'd also like to see Cheryl Cole and Lily Allen.
Oh, hang on a second.
You might not see that one.
Do you know what? Which one is least likely?
That one, I think. Yeah.
So I'm going to be there. Fernie Cotton's going to be there.
Yep.
James Corden's going to be there. Sir Terry Wogan, is he coming?
Yep.
Oh, bless him. And Peter Kay?
Peter Kay, yeah.
Now, will it be Peter Kay or will it be one of these?
No, it's Peter.
All right, brilliant. Yep. How are you? All right. So this is all happening on Thursday, the 12th of November at the Royal Albert Hall. And then you can see it on BBC One on the 19th of November between 8 and 10 o'clock on BBC One, 8 p.m.
That's the night before the main Children in Need
show. It was the night before the main Children in Need show. So it's a nice thing. What a nice thing for you to do. It really is, because it's going to make a nice bit of
money. Isn't that going to be a great show? Mm. I mean, I can't wait to see it all. I'm actually going to go to all the rehearsals the couple of days before, because everyone's playing with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra as well.
Beautiful.
So it's going to be
mega,
real quality.
Now listen, Muse go on first, right? Because they need to get off and do their gig.
Yeah.
So then there's a gap.
Yep.
If you... Like, you know, I've done an album.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, listen.
Oh, God.
I could do a couple of numbers, if you wanted.
I think we've got the warm-up on, and he's good.
Right.
This bloke.
Right. But I'm just, if you imagine Lorry Driver at the Royal Albert Hall, could be a big hit.
Could. Could go either way, that one.
No! It's only one way, and that's the way to success and enjoyment. Yeah.
Well, let's play it by ear.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's provisionally a no, I think.
You imagine, buyers a pint in the Royal Albert Hall.
I called you one day and he went, sorry, pal, I can't talk, I'm in the studio. I was like, that's my line.
Anyway, look, what a nice thing for you to do. To organise this, so well done. You are, it's very nice of you. Because if I had the money you did, I'd be sitting on my backside playing Xbox all day. I really would.
You know what, like I said, I like... The fact that we've got all those people on one stage, I'm just dead excited. Mm. You know, I'd buy a ticket if I had nothing to do with the show, so I just think it's an exciting moment, and we don't see enough music on telly anymore, and it's going to be a nice night to showcase the best of British music, because that's what it is.
So many people have said to me, like friends and family and whatnot, have gone, oh... Can you get tickets for that? And I said, well, I've no idea. So what I've done is I'm going to buy a box.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or two. I just need to find out where the money goes to what not and just sat on the other side.
Yeah, do you know what? I must say we put our little request in because we always have, wives and stuff. Yeah, and they went, you know, you've got to pay for everything. And we were like, fine, don't mind paying. But they are being very strict on the tickets. And also, I think to make sure that actually fans get some of these tickets, you know. And because especially the Albert Hall's actually not that big. And I think we had nearly 100,000 requests for tickets on this. So we had to draw them out of a hat, basically. Because it's old about 3,000, I think, the Albert Hall. So I think they're going to be very sought after, and you're going to struggle to get a free one, Christopher.
Oh, no, I don't get a free one. I don't mind buying it, but I just want to make sure that then the money or whatever portion of the money goes, I ain't lining Moran's pockets anymore. Do you know what I mean?
So I think as the host, you'll be all right, mate.
Well, yeah, but then the weird thing is, I was kind of saying...
Hey, you should get a plus one, shouldn't you?
I was saying to a couple of friends, I went, well, you know what, I think I'll buy a box, because if children need to get the money for it, and it means that, you know... And I said, and everybody will have a nice time, and everybody will have a good view, and everyone will enjoy it. And the person I was talking to goes, you're talking like you're not going. And I'm like, I'm on the stage. I won't be able to... And they went, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, weirdly, I won't see it. I'll be stood at the back.
Mm.
Whereas everyone else will get to see. But it's going to be great, and it's going to be on the television. It's going to be a really good concert. So well done, you. Well done, Gary.
Lovely. Thanks, Christopher.
Hey, look, while you're here, right, take that release to Circus live on the 20th of November. I've pre-ordered it.
Oh, have you?
I've
got the DVD.
I'm very excited.
Do you know what? I actually watched it over the summer, and it's weird because I was watching it through, they send you a version to make sure you're happy with all the shots and stuff. And I was like, is that going on behind us? I never knew that. And it's amazing. This other show just emerges, and you think, wow, okay.
Yeah, but you did it. You've probably never seen it until you sit down and watch the DVD.
That's right, yeah.
You know? Because I said that before you came in. There'll be loads of things that I want to see. Like, I remember when we went to Wembley, Dave's gone, look over there, look. Are there people on trampolines?
Hmm.
And I'm like, I think you're right. So, yeah, I'm sure there's loads. I'll tell you what else I was fascinated with right at the beginning. For anyone who saw it, I don't want to give anything away for those who didn't, but there's a fella who's quite high up for a lot of it.
Yeah. In the balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he have a flask and some sandwiches just in case? Or did he just kind of hang out there going, oh, this is weird?
I think he had to hang out.
Night 17, this. What shall I have for tea when I get down? I don't know.
He reckoned he loved being up there, though, above all the audience, watching them all.
With his sandwiches and a big...
With his sarnies.
Big bottle of pop and getting his away.
It was an amazing, absolutely amazing show. And it's going to be great to watch it on the big telly with the surround sound. Brilliant. It'll be great, that.
Brilliant.
Nice. And then all round to Rachel's for Take That on the SingStar. Woohoo!
It's good that, you know. I think I like the other SingStars, but the one they've done for us is great. Really pleased with it.
You haven't played your own SingStar, have you?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
Can you come round to mine?
Yeah. We'll see you.
Hey, that's a night, isn't it?
See you around.
Hey, all round to Rachel's in Walthamstow for Take That karaoke.
Hello. Testing 1, 2. Hello there. Here we go. Have a patient. Do you do that when you're on the SingStar? When you change, you go up and down to try and get it right so you get more points?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Rachel, can we use my smoke machine as well and pretend to be on Stars in Their Eyes?
Amazing. And I found a glitter ball the other day.
That'd be brilliant,
too.
Gary, I know you've got a very busy day. You've got to tell everyone about this concert, and you've got to... See, that's what happens.
Oh, this is it. I'm finished after this.
Are you done for the day?
Oh, yeah. Job done.
What are you doing? What are your plans?
What else do you need to do after you've been on here?
Well, that's true. Very good point.
Kids are off school this week, so...
Take them to the zoo.
Yeah. Looking for something to do.
Take them to the zoo.
Yeah, and
then come back. Pub's open at 11:30.
See?
You need a good pint. That's what you need.
I do.
When was the last time you had a pint?
Oh, years.
See?
Years.
Yeah, he doesn't touch the stuff. He doesn't drink. So, anyway... Oh, he's here till 9? Oh, you told me he was here till 8:30. I'm about to wrap it up. I thought I was going to get told off.
Sorry.
Oh, in that case,
you can't
stay.
Get rid of me that quickly.
Oh, he's staying. Right, that's it then. We're going to play a live track from Maida Vale, because it's 75 years of Maida Vale today.
Yeah.
75 years of all them bands who have been through the doors, including you.
Hmm.
So we're going to play a live track.
Oh, it was the first time we did your show.
It was.
Yeah.
You came on and you did Maida Vale, and I think it's the first time you'd done Maida Vale for years, or you'd ever done Maida Vale, I think.
We'd never done it, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is from Take That. This is a couple of years ago when they played live for us at Maida Vale Studios.
time for me to give up. Feels time. I got a picture of you beside me. I got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh yeah. Got a fist of pure emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. I gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Wherever I'm from, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back,
want you back for good. Unaware, underline, I figured out the story.
No, no,
it wasn't good.
No, no.
But in a corner of my mind,
corner of my mind,
I celebrated glory, but that was not to be. In the twist of separation, you excelled at being free. Can't you find,
can't you find
a little room inside for me? Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. 'Cause I just want you back for good.
Want you back. Want you back.
See, I want you back for good. Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back. Want you back.
I want you back for good. And we'll be together. 'Cause this time is forever. For good.
Want you back, want you back.
See, I want you back, back for good. Whenever I'm
whenever
wrong,
I'm
just tell me
wrong,
the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back.
See, I want you back,
back
for good.
Whatever,
whatever I'm wrong,
I didn't
tell
it.
You.
I just want you back for good.
I want you back,
want you back.
I want you back.
Want you back.
See, I want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song.
I'll tell you.
You'll be right and understood.
Want you back.
Want you back.
Want you back. See, I want you back for good. Oh yeah. I guess that now it's time that you came back. For good.
Hey.
Love the way the end was for good.
Rubbish. Oh, that's. What's that there for?
Why did you put that on?
That wasn't me.
I didn't do
Who
that.
Who said that?
Rubbish.
It sounded like you.
Yeah, Gary didn't have his headphones on. Leave it. Anyway, right.
Oh, I see.
That was a nice
that was beautiful.
A nice day that was. I tell you what, I remember that day really clearly. We're in the Maidervale studios doing the show. You guys came in, performed. It was all exciting because you were back and all that. And then I left and left you guys in charge of the show.
Oh, was that the day that you went to
I had to go meet the Queen.
That was it.
Oh yeah.
That's right, Elton John. Yeah. And I left literally these lot in charge of the show for the last kind of half an hour, 40 minutes. And
how did we do? Can you remember?
I remember being in the back of a bike, listening to the show, going, holy Jesus.
What have I done?
But it was the first time I ever got to listen to the show and enjoy it coming out of a radio, because obviously I never get to hear the show on the radio because I'm on the radio. But it was nice. I mean, it's not the best story I've ever told, Gary, but, you know, I'm trying my best. It's been a long week. I was in the build yesterday.
It's Friday.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. Gary's going to hang around for a little bit longer because he's contractually obliged, and so we'll talk more in a bit.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
And we'll get more music on. Don't forget, the Golden Hour is coming up at 9 o'clock. You get to guess the year. Lots of songs from 1 year for half an hour. And then between half 9 and 10, got a Maida Vale Golden Half Hour. All put together to make one Golden Hour coming up in half an hour, just to make it more confusing. Meanwhile, it's 8:32.
It's now 8:36.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
Very well there. Round of applause. Look at that.
Thank you.
Oh, I leave it. Not that good. Come on.
Star of TV as well.
Hey?
Star of TV as well.
Well, Dominic.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me you haven't seen that show, have you?
I have. I like that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very... That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Weirdly.
Oh, that's really nice. Thank you.
Weirdly, I watched your show yesterday.
Did you?
Because I've missed the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I've series linked them, as you know. And so I was watching it last night. I was watching a fellow who had some luminous paddles.
Yes, he did, yeah. This and is to help, like, police forces and stuff like that, yeah.
And I watched somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, they chopped the last two down to 15 minutes. Because we made five programmes and they wanted to spread it over 6 weeks. So the last two were 15 minutes long.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chop you down.
That's very nice, Gary. Thank
That's
you very
all right,
much
mate.
For that.
Hagen, he didn't say you were any good. He just said he watched it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
He thinks you're Alan Titchmarsh, Dom.
It's made my day.
That's what it is.
Oh, I wish I was Alan Titchmarsh.
How are the rest of the boys?
Yeah, they're great. Great. Yeah, we're not really doing much at the moment. This pretty much this gig. Got Mark's wedding next weekend.
Oh, lovely.
That'll be nice. The stag do was good.
Yeah, yeah, was it?
Yes. Yeah, it was good fun, that.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yeah.
Messy?
No, it wasn't too messy. No. It was grown-up messy.
He didn't
grown-up messy.
He didn't lose his hat, did he?
He had one spare. Yeah. That's one in his back pocket.
Like odd job.
And Jason, all right, Howard's all right, everybody good?
Yeah, everyone's really good.
That's nice.
Hey, I don't know if you've heard. You know, Robbie's back. He's got a single out and everything.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
Yeah.
I like it as well.
You should, you know.
Think about it.
Maybe you should ask him if he wants to buy the DVD when it comes out. Oh, I'm only messing. I'm only joking. Right, if anybody wants to ask Gary a question, I'll ask it. You can text in. 81199. Let's come up with a really good question.
Oh, not too hard, though.
Tell you what, here's one. From Phil from Matlock. So what on questions that Gary's never been asked or that you love? Oh, you are joking. I've just hit refresh. Rubbish. Oh, well, do you know what? I'm just going to have to go with this one. Gary looked at me on the circus tour and nearly fainted. There you go. Not much of a question, more of a statement. 81199, if you want to send a question in, and then hopefully we'll be able to ask him on the air. It's 9:38. This is... Oh, sorry. Look, we're all over the place today. This is N-Dubs. I need you, I need you. I'm all a flutter, Dominic. You,
my microphone's breaking. It's all going wrong.
That's Biffy Clyro and the Captain on Radio 1. Morning, Captain Barlow!
That's a good record, that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Biffy Clyro, the Captain.
Are they American?
Good morning, English? Gary Barlow.
Biffy Clyro?
Oh, sorry.
They're Scottish. They're from Kilmarnock.
What are you doing, Alad? You just stood on Gary's foot.
Sorry, Gary.
Sorry, mate.
I'll just go and slap him round the head if you want, Al. So we'll look after him.
There's a change in Alad.
In our lad?
Yeah. There is. He's much more official this time.
Mm.
Can I just add?
Do you think?
Yeah. He's like a real proper paid worker now.
Well, he's real. He's worker, paid barely, but still.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Are you on the surgery on Sunday?
I am. I'm doing the surgery.
What's the topic this week?
Being different and coping with being different. If you're picked on for whatever reason in school...
Is it the end of the year? Are you running out of
subjects? No, it's just bullying season. Anti-bullying season, even, on Radio 1.
It's not pro-bullying season.
I always do that.
How to do it properly.
Right. Anti-bullying. So if you're different, like I was in school, then we're going to give you tips on how to cope with it.
Have you had any ironic moments where you've been recording something for the anti-bullying campaign and Jocelyn shouted at you and made you read it again? That's not good enough. Read it again.
I'm sorry. Anti-bullying campaign.
It's not Jocelyn anymore.
It's Philippa.
Oh, you're and right.
No, Philippa's lovely and I get on with her, so there you go.
Well, maybe she can do the accent. I don't know.
Right, here's some questions for you, Mr. Barlow.
Oh.
Ask Gary, are you releasing Hold Up a Light, says Emma from Harrogate?
No. No. No, you like that one as well.
That sounds like a definite no as well.
I think they're going to play it on radio and stuff. It's like a radio release.
Right,
we're starting our new record soon, and we want a bit of a break now before any new music.
Are you starting writing some new stuff already?
Yeah.
You don't hang around, do you?
No, but it takes a good 9-12 months to make an album, so...
It doesn't. Two and a half weeks.
Don't you start.
Two and a half weeks, Gary. That's all it takes. You spend way too long on it, love.
Go on, Gary, you're holding back.
He just left his phone on so he could go, I can't talk now, I'm in the studio.
No, that's listen.
You just loved saying that, you did.
Listen, I was very busy making my album. Listen, you've had your album out. Let us have a go now.
You have a go.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're planning on doing... How many stadiums did you do on the circus tour?
21.
Well, we're thinking about doing Scarborough Town Football Club. trying to fill that.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Do a gig there.
Yep. But you did your tour, didn't you?
Yeah, we did our tour, that's right.
I bet you had a ball. Did you do the tour bus?
Yes. The tour bus
is great.
Do you know, it was brilliant. It was a fantastic week.
We played for four whole nights. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the longest tour in the world. I mean, it wasn't like U2, but still, we had a good time, isn't it?
Yeah. It's fun going out doing live.
It was really good, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, the crowds were amazing.
Brilliant.
I tell you, the little secret, though, is, Gary, you give them tickets out for free, it's a sellout every night. It's brilliant. I said there wasn't a spare seat in any place
there
that we played.
Now you know the trick.
Free tickets, boom, the queuing to get in.
We turned up in this massive tour bus. They were queuing around the block. We felt like a proper pop band.
I love it. Love it.
Here's a question from Sammy in Aberdeenshire. Come on in, Sammy. Is it possible to ask Gary, since watching the DVD of your live concert, what did you think was the best part of the show? And if you had a favourite song that was performed in the show? I love Hold Up a Light.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was a good bit. That was a good bit. But I must say, the best bit for us four, I think everyone would say this, is when that elephant goes up. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know, 20 metres above the whole stadium. It was just like, wow. Really amazing. It was hard not to smile every night with that bit.
But the hardest bit now is the show was so amazing. How'd you ever come close to it again?
I think we would.
No, but I mean, you know, but in all seriousness, it's meant as a compliment. You know, it was that big. How'd you top it?
I don't know. I think I don't think the intention is to top it. I guess the intention
or even
is
to maintain that level.
Yeah,
you know, because it raised the bar, didn't it? Completely.
Could you not take that show to Europe? Because it was only the UK, wasn't it?
It was. It was too big.
That? Really, though?
Yeah, it was. There was like 58 trucks
or
something.
Can't M&S throw some more money at it and get around Europe?
You know what? Next time, I think pretty much we'd do quite a lot of the world next time and make sure we can take it everywhere.
Yeah.
As we just thought, you know what, we're just going to do a home tour, right, and we'd never planned to do Europe. So, you know, when you think, right, we want to do Europe as well, then you do make plans to make the show slightly different. But we just didn't do that this time. We just wanted to play a home tour, and that was it.
It's like this U2 tour that they're on with this massive, massive stage. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah.
And they've got three or four of these stages built.
Right.
So what they do is... it's something like...
So in other words, while they're in one place, the other one is getting built elsewhere.
While one is at the venue where they're playing,
yeah,
one is being built at another venue, another one is being transported to another venue. It's something like three or four they've got.
Right.
So they're all doing something at the same time. Yeah. Otherwise, they'd never be able to do it. See? Put your hand in your pocket. We're doing it.
No, we had two.
Did you have two elephants?
No, we didn't. We had, but basically, what they do is it's the key bit of the stage which is the hardest to set up, and that leapfrogs you.
Right.
Okay. As you're playing one show, they're already setting it up in the next.
Clever,
one.
That isn't it?
Mm.
Isn't it clever?
See that? Clever. You have to remember that for your next tour.
I don't think we're there yet.
We don't need a leapfrogging stage, do we?
Yeah, we just need an audience, first of all. Before we've even worried about the set and the stage, we just need people to come in.
We're concerned with demand.
you watch, though. We'll be there.
Listen, ambition is half of it.
It's not ambition. Mm. It's fact. That's what it is. You know, when you hear Dave's vocals...
Honestly,
Gary, I can honestly say, I bet you've never heard singing in your life like...
It's like nothing you will have ever heard.
Really?
Honestly.
Really?
Yeah. It takes singing to a different level. About half an octave flat from what you would have heard before.
Okay, I like it.
Do you know what the weird thing is? You're going to love it.
I already love it.
I know. That's before you've even heard it.
Exactly.
And that's the attitude I hope everybody has when they put it in the machine and listen to it. All right, look, let's play a record, then we're going to wrap up and let you get out of here and go off and have your nap. Because you must have... If you've not had a nap since you got out of bed this morning, you must be getting shaky.
Terrible.
I like a nap. Oh, well, there's nothing better than a little nap in the day. Said to our Dawn, hey, Dawn, give us a nudging about... No, let me sleep that long. About 4 hours. Cheers, love. Good night. She was like, you can't do that. We're in Asda. Right, this is Pixie Lott. This is called Cry Me Out.
That's the great sounds of Pixie Lott and Cry Me Out here on wonderful Radio 1. Our guest Gary Barlow is in the studio today. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, yes.
Star of the band Take That, of course. who had a lot of success in the 90s and a few wilderness years for them. And then they came back and it's all great. And you're doing really good business, I believe. So
thank
congratulations.
You. Thank you.
Of course, all the songs written by Mark Owen, the leader of the band. Not with you today, I see, though.
That's your fake radio laugh. Oh, what do you think? You know, I want to bloody go home.
Yeah.
Shut up. my mate Jody's just texted in saying, I love Gary Barlow. He's such a great guest. Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
And nice to Jody.
Thanks, Jody.
You met him at my birthday, I think.
It's a nice lad, is Jody.
He hasn't. He's cut his hair, by the way. He's got big hair, Jody, and he's cut it all down again.
Has he?
Yeah. He now looks like a normal guy. Mm. You know, he always looked a little bit hair-wise abnormal.
Right.
You know, like a professional hairdresser.
You'd know him,
like,
if you saw him.
Yeah.
Would I know him?
You would know him after this description.
Absolutely.
Oh, you'd know him.
Oh, I think I'd recognise him any time.
He used to look like a celebrity hairdresser.
Yeah, he did. He had unusual hair.
But now, you know, all celebrity hairdressers have all got ridiculous hair. You never see a celebrity hairdresser with a short back and sides.
No.
They've always got ridiculous...
That'd be a waste.
Well, yeah, but nice and neat. Neat and cheap. Okay. That's the main thing.
Okay.
All right, so listen, what else is coming up? You've got this, you've got the Children in Need concert.
Yeah. Oh, it's a quiet year for us. We've got our circus tour. Actually, we've got a live CD out for Christmas, which we've never had a live CD before.
Really?
No, never had one.
When's that, on the 13th
live
of November?
Album. Something like that. You know more than me.
I just said it 13th of November.
So that's exciting.
So hang on, so you get the DVD out, and then the following week...
The CD.
The live CD.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? You're happy now.
There you go. Oh, other things we never mention is on the lineup for the Royal Albert Hall gig.
Yeah.
We never mentioned the fact that...
Oh, Catherine Jenkins.
Yes, Catherine Jenkins is going to be there
as well. Oh, is
she? Yes.
We've got a very varied bill there, haven't we?
Are there that's any other sure. names that we don't know of that you can hint at or anything?
No, but probably Chris Moyles can. He's better at things like that than me. There's only a couple more to add, but they're meant to be surprises for the night, so don't blow us.
Oh, don't tell me.
You're all right, Gary, I won't.
Yeah. That would be a surprise, wouldn't it?
Look, all I'll say is... Nick Kershaw.
No, he won't be Nick Kershaw.
That's all I'm saying.
I've checked his Twitter page and he's busy.
excuse me. I owe you nothing. That's what I'm saying. System Addicts.
Five star.
See that?
Bring them up. They'll be
five
available.
Star.
They'll do it.
Mm.
See, the thing is, if I had the power that you had, and I could ring up anybody and they'd do a concert, I'd be there. I'd go for the big hitters. I'd go for you. Sir Paul McCartney.
Ottawa.
But I would. I'd throw in a couple of...
No one else... I know it's a bit weird, but...
Is that Mark King from Level 42? Could you come and do a running in the family in Lessons in Love?
See?
Can you get me a number for Spike from 911, please?
Yeah. Are you the bloke from Boney M?
That's right.
See?
Do you mind doing Rah Rah Rasputin? How would I be all over it? Is that Brother Beyond? Still do The Harder I Try? Is that Fats from Fats and Small?
No, it's Small from Fats and Small. Okay. Fats will be back in a minute. He's just gone to Asda.
It's going to be a great show. On the television on the 19th of November, and if you're lucky enough to have got tickets for the Albert Hall, you're going to be in for a big old treat. So listen, am I in a suit for the... Do you want me in a suit? Because you're the gaffer. Please.
Yeah.
In a
Let's
suit?
Go smart. I think we're going posh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We're in the Royal Albert Hall.
Sure.
That's a giveaway.
What about language? Keep that down to
Keep
a minimum.
Keep it down.
Sure. So yeah. not the real me, just the persona.
The nice you, not the effing and jeffing you.
Use your acting skills, and if you haven't got any, I've been on Artbeat, I can show you a few.
Oh, brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Royal Albert Hall. Like that?
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For your delectation and viewing pleasure... Sound like that fellow halfway through your concert.
It sounds like the hall's empty.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Barlow. How are you? Anyway, please welcome. It's going to be great.
Wow.
I've written a few blue jokes. Now, I'll run them past
you. Can't
them
do blue, is it, the Royal Albert Hall?
Blue.
I just thought it might be, you know, take my wife, please, that kind of thing. While we're there, I've got a couple of chubby brown jokes. They're killers. I think they'll go down really well with a Philharmonic Orchestra.
Don't do the one about the headache and the tablets.
I said to my girlfriend...
No,
okay.
I mean, I love that one. It's one of my favourite. Don't do that.
I don't have a headache. I said, any chance... Right, now. lovely to see you, buddy.
Nice
love to the
see
family.
You.
Love to your beautiful kids and the missus.
Thanks, mate.
Lovely Emily, who's running around somewhere.
Yeah, is she? Unplugging things.
Hi, love! Hi, Emily! Hiya! I think that's just freaked her out because she saw me wave and heard somebody say her name at the same time. Yeah. I don't think she's connected me with the voice.
Yeah.
There you go. That's 10 years of therapy for you. Sorry about that.
She wants you to hurry up and take her for brekkie, I think.
Yeah. I think she does.
Take him to the zoo, I've told you. Get him up to Whipsnade today.
To
see the sea lions. Well, get gentle.
A bit mean.
What?
A bit mean.
The zoos? No. If it wasn't that... They'd be working down the mines or something, these elephants, so you better, you know, you don't realise.
You've just done the circus.
Oh, no. No, but ours was a non-animal circus.
I wouldn't say that.
It was just cruelty to people.
Do you know what? The thing is, though, before, this is honest truth, before seeing the show and people said, oh, you've got to watch out for the elephant, I thought you had a proper elephant on
tour. It was a proper elephant.
No, but I didn't know it was, I can say that it's mechanical now,
yeah.
Can't I?
Yeah.
I didn't know, I thought you had a proper elephant that used to tour around. You have a separate bus for it, little trailer on the back.
It's time to run away to the circus. He says, isn't it? Does he say that?
Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
I'm not getting involved.
No. Morning, Mark, if you're listening. I know the lads and everything, but I'm going to let you get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Barr.
The Chris Moyle Show. The Golden Hour.
I'll be there on time for that gig, Gaffer. Don't worry.
International Radio 1.